This is CBC News. I'm Shirley Cameo. In the wake of that incident off the Israeli coast overnight, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is cutting short his visit to Canada. Netanyahu was scheduled to hold a news conference with Prime Minister Stephen Harper, but that has been cancelled. The Israeli leader is also cancelling his visit to Washington. He was scheduled to meet tomorrow with members of the Obama administration. Netanyahu arrived in Canada over the weekend and took part in what was labelled as a walk for Israel yesterday in Toronto. All this is in reaction to the Israeli Navy boarding a flotilla of six vessels carrying aid to the Gaza Strip. At least 10 people were killed. Iris Makler reports from Jerusalem.
Hundreds of Israeli commandos boarded the boats simultaneously just before dawn, when they were still moored in international waters, about 65 kilometres off the coast of Gaza. According to the Israeli military, they encountered passive resistance on most of the boats, except the largest one, the flagship, the Mavi Marmara. Most of the activists, about 600, were on this boat, and the Israeli military says dozens of them attacked its soldiers with knives and clubs. There were attempts to kidnap some of the soldiers. Activists also disarmed several soldiers and fired their weapons at them. However, since dawn, little has been heard from the other side, the activists, due to an Israeli news blackout. While the full details are yet to emerge, for Israel the damage may have been done. The high number of dead has led to protests across the Arab world. Most of the activists on the boats were Turkish, and Turkey has recalled its ambassador from Israel. The Mavi Marmara is being towed to the Israeli port of Ashdod. When it arrives, Israeli soldiers will go cabin to cabin until they remove all the activists. Iris Makler, CBC News, Jerusalem.
Meanwhile, the United Nations Security Council is meeting in emergency session today in New York.